I'm joined in studio by Thomas McRoberts. He's a deputy for the Bath County Sheriff's Office, done that for the past 12 years, and a school resource officer. I'm also joined by his wife, Laura McRoberts. She's a RN at Rockbridge. They are part of an exciting new club at Bath County High School, the Forensic Science Club. And if you don't know, forensic sciences are used around the world to resolve civil disputes, enforce criminal laws, and to protect public health. Anytime scientific analysis is needed in the pursuit of truth and justice, law enforcement turns their collected evidence over to the scientists for analysis. Did you know? Contrary to what your favorite TV show tells you, forensic testing takes much longer than portrayed, and that bugs can actually solve crimes. It's called forensic entomology. Did not know that. And this one's really random, but that glitter is actually perfect when it comes to forensics. They say it's easily transferable, and that most people don't think to wash it off. So if you're around glitter doing something wrong, it's probably going to get you caught. Thank you all for being here, taking time out to be here with us. The Forensic Club, you guys started that this year. Talk about the process of starting a club at Bath County High School. Like, how did y'all go through that?
Well, let me tell you, the kids almost had their first crime to solve when Thomas came home and told me we were doing this. I thought I had a year to help him plan it, but no, they wanted it now. So here we are. We're winging it this year, but the kids are having fun.
Thomas, you being law enforcement for over a decade and now the school resource officer, sort of a melding of your profession and your passion. I know that the kids look up to you, both figuratively and literally, because you're about 7 feet tall. But what made you specifically want to do this and bring this to the kids?
Well, I had a lot of interest shown by the kids as wanting a club started, and they really showed interest towards it.
Right.
And they came to me, and of course, I asked my wife to definitely help me.
Right. Well, you know, for a lot of people, you know, the collection of evidence, and when when you're in law enforcement, you know, when you first arrive to a crime scene and trying to isolate the area and figure out what's important, what's not, you know, talk about what goes into the collection of, like, you know, physical evidence and such that goes on to become part of cases down the road.
When it comes to collecting on evidence, it's very, very lengthy at times. It's a lot of... Of course, you have to go through the process of keeping everything safe and secure, and everybody that enters and exits, and chain of custody on everything.
So for you, Laura, someone who maybe, you know, you work in the emergency room, you are by nature a registered nurse, so you're working in the field of sciences all along and all the time. You know, how did you develop an interest in forensics?
About 10 years ago, I worked at Augusta Health in the ER. And I was an EMT, so I had a tech role, not a nurse role. But, you know, bad things happen. And I had a few patients who touched my heart. And the forensic nurse examiners, you know, they would come in because it is a specialized process. You know, I watched them meticulously. To be able to assist them, it opened up a whole new field for me as far as a career path. So my end goal one day might actually be a forensic nurse. Through Carilion, they have a really good training program, but it is a lengthy program. But patients like that touch my heart, and to be able to be there and assist that nurse, knowing that justice will be served because, you know, the proper procedure and policy was being followed, you know, that gave me comfort, and that gave my patients comfort too.
Well, let me ask both of you this, and you can take it in one at a time or in any order. You know, what do the kids, what are they going to get out of the program? Like what at the end of the program, what are you hoping that the kids are able to attain from you guys?
What we are trying to open their eyes to is, you know, the career fields out
right
there. A lot of them are just interested in science completely. This has never been done at Bath before. So for them to be able to see new ideas, to see the field as a whole, you know, you don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a cop. There's many different paths you can take. You know, for them to be able just to learn about that kind of stuff and how to get into training programs, you know, that they could go on to after high school. Our end goal is just to keep them engaged and motivated and help them learn whatever it is they want to learn. They are always, you know, throwing out ideas of things they want to learn about. And we have some upcoming events that are going to help out with that. But the end goal is just to give them something new and exciting.
Well, you know, and you talked about some of the upcoming events you got. We'll get to those a little further into the conversation. But, you know, Thomas, I'll ask you, you know, being in law enforcement, having had your work for over a decade, you know, being in this field, collecting evidence, working with, you know, labs, whether it be in Roanoke or Richmond, and, you know, how has that shaped your ability to maybe step into the role of a teacher now, you know? And did you ever see yourself as a role of a teacher?
Well, I've never seen myself as a role of a teacher, but I am a general instructor. I also am a hunter safety instructor.
Right.
So I do teach some other stuff, but this is kind of new, but I do like doing it because it shows interest to the children and just anybody involved.
Right. Well, you know, law enforcement around the country and certain municipalities, they are looking for folks. It's just been a tough time to maintain and fill all the positions. And then, you know, you look at the specialized field of forensics and data collection and science and the way that that works. So being able to get these kids involved early is an awesome thing. You guys talked about some of your upcoming events. You said that you have a forensic lab from Roanoke going to be at the high school?
At the end of this month, and hopefully the groundhog and Mother Nature can agree. We are going to have a state investigator with state police come to the high school with the forensics trailer. And that will give the kids a good chance to, you know, see some of the equipment. He can talk about the things that they use out in the field, how they collect the evidence, stuff like that.
And that's going to be on February 29th?
Yes, right here in the high school parking lot.
Is that going to be open for the whole school or just the forensic club?
It's probably going to be just the forensics club, but I don't think the principal would have a problem if others wanted to come on out and take a look.
Well, you know, and you two, you know, you're into this, your first year doing this, you know, you've met with the kids. About how many kids are in the club right now?
Just right under 30, but every club day we have other ones joining.
Oh, that's awesome, then. So it's got some momentum behind it. For a school, the enrollment of Bath County, just under about 200 kids, I guess, to have 30 kids, that's great participation in a club. And as we move forward, you said you've got, so February 29th, we've got an event at Bath County High School with the Forensic Lab out of Roanoke. And anything else coming up?
Yes, we actually just at 9 a.m. this morning got approval from the lab director at Roanoke that we can take our children down there and tour the lab. And then we meet and debrief after. They can ask questions about the career fields, anything that they saw while we were there. So field trip day.
Well, if you need any chaperones, man. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to hear a message from an underwriter. We're going to hear a song. We'll come back on the other side of the break with Thomas and Laura McRoberts. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Support for Allegheny Mountain Radio is provided by Summit Community Bank. From deep community roots dating back to 1883 to the advanced digital banking of today, Summit Community Bank is honored to serve Highland County, including local branches in Monterey, Hot Springs, and Franklin, West Virginia. Summit Community Bank is a member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and a proud sponsor of Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Is Dax with a little help from Darius Rucker. 2023 is the year to be a good man. Before that was Chapel Heart with American Pride. I am joined in studio by school resource officer and deputy Thomas McRoberts and his wife Laura. They are part of the forensic club. They actually started the forensic club at Bath County High School. Thomas brings 12 years of experience into the club. Laura brings passion, interest, her ER background into the club, and their passion for forensics is you know, possibly going to open some career doors for some of these kids. What are some of the things that you guys have done in the club thus far?
So, again, we've just been winging it because brand new thing. Thought I had a year to plan it. So, quickly, we threw together fingerprint kits. We let them do their own fingerprints, explore with the kits how to do it correctly, with the end idea of, you know, this is why it has to be done correctly.
Right.
they have reviewed a local case that was a very cold case for many years, not in Bath, but a surrounding county. And at the end, you know, it was solved and they were able to see that whole process follow through to provide the justice.
Thomas, I want to ask you then, you know, you talk about working a cold case and the interest with the kids. I mean, I imagine that had to probably be something that really excited you, seeing them, you know, as they're getting closer and finding clues and such.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting to watch them because they have all kinds of solutions and just brings up points that most people never even think of, just hearing from somebody who has no background in it.
Early in the conversation off air, you talked about maybe the interest, you thought maybe 5 kids, 10 kids, and yet you're here at 30, and every meeting it seems like there's more kids wanting to come in. You know, what are some of the things that maybe you've got planned moving forward for the club?
We have Dr. Eddington, who is interested in coming in, talking about his role as a medical examiner. Hopefully the Commonwealth attorney can come in and, you know, discuss the process in court, how it has to be done and why it has to be done correctly. We have other cold cases, one from Bath in particular, that we would like to introduce to them, as well as talking about forensic nursing. We do have some potential nurses in the group.
Well, I'll tell you, that sounds awesome. And, you know, and as a community, we benefit from the clubs and the organizations that the kids have opportunity to, and it helps them in shaping their career paths moving forward. What could you say right now, or if, you know, this is your time right now, if the community could do something to help you guys facilitate this club to make it the best it could possibly be, what could they do?
As we start to get the word out about this club, we just want the community to know that this is new and exciting for the kids, and we hope to be able to advertise it. We're starting with no funds. Thomas and I are buying Dunkin' Donuts to feed the kids and all kinds of juice boxes. We just want the support. Write the principal, write the school board, tell them how great you think it is. If anybody out there is interested in helping with maybe a haunted house this coming fall, we're looking at that as a possible fundraiser. The kids are super, super excited. If anybody has interest or ideas for doing mock crime scenes or would be committed and interested in helping us, you know, set up something like that and taking part, you can always contact Thomas at the school. Just call the main office and they can get him a message. But any support, we would greatly appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you guys. Y'all came in and have made the show better. I'm going to get you out of here like we get a lot of our guests out of here with just some fun, lighthearted, this or that questions. So I'll start with you first, Laura. Ladies first, start with you. French fries or onion rings?
Onion rings.
Thomas, Chinese food or pizza?
I like both.
He's gonna push on this one. All right, so I'm going to ask you this then. Roller skates or water slides?
Roller skates.
I love roller skating, and I think that, you know, at this point in my life that maybe I need to transition into water slides. I don't know how many falls I might have left in me. Thomas, I'm going to ask you this. This is going to be an easy one for me. Loud or quiet?
Quiet.
Laura, would you rather long weekends or a long holiday?
Long weekends.
Thomas, would you rather bargain shop or go to the top shelf?
Bargain shop.
Laura, yard sale or flea market?
Ooh, flea market.
Thomas, Instagram or Twitter?
No, nothing about either one.
Laura, I'm going to ask you this then. Photos or videos?
Videos.
Thomas, board games or video games?
Board games.
All right. Now I'm going to ask each of you this. This is a question that came up last couple weeks ago with a this or that question. Laura, I'll ask you first. Would you rather write a best-selling novel or direct a best-selling movie?
Direct the movie.
And how about you, Thomas?
Definitely direct a movie.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you all for coming in. That was Thomas and Laura McRoberts. They are running the Forensic Club at Bath County High School. Really appreciate you all for coming in. You made the show better. What we're going to do at this time is we're going to hear a song, and I'm going to run my mouth a little bit off air. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. I guess we'll go with some Aaron Neville and Trisha Yearwood, I Fall to Pieces.